with multiple special guests, I like to have you introduce yourself so the voice goes with the name and all that. So.
Dan Condon.
Molly Franson.
Brad Frucking.
All with the Husky Foundation today in particular. So what is that? I know that November 15th, there's a big event coming up.
Yeah, the Husky Foundation Gala is going to be held on November 15th. It's going to be a Saturday night at the Fent Lodge.
And the cool thing about that date is it's right after the semifinals of the state football tournament. So we're hoping, you know, the Huskies win the day before, and then the next night we can all get together and celebrate and maybe make a little money for the students at JCC.
I think the neatest thing about this, it's really Brent's vision. He bought it to us and got it organized, and they did this at its previous where he worked. Red Rock Central. And I think, is it 4 years ago they started it?
Been a few years.
Yeah, and it just had extreme success. You know, it started off, I think originally they raised maybe $25,000, $30,000, and after 4 to 5 years, I think they're raising and almost 50,000.
So Brett Bartholomew had the idea.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
And so that's kind of how it started. Some of the details about the event. What's the full rundown of what you got going on the 15th?
So we are going to have supper by the High-Low Supper Club. So supper will be delicious. And then we are going to have the Rocket Man Dueling Pianos coming. And they will help us with our silent auction, live auction, and then the Dueling Pianos entertainment afterwards. Then we'll also have a cash bar that Bridget is going to do for us.
You've had Rocket Man before, is that right?
Yeah, we've used them a couple of times over the last 15 years. We had them last year, and they're amazing. They're a great time. The crowd will be totally engaged with whatever they do, and they're pretty excited about helping us with the auction event.
And it sounds like any tips or any money that goes toward songs and things like that, they give back to us too. So they're there to help us raise money, which is pretty cool too.
And speaking of the money, as far as this fundraising event and this organization in particular, where does that go?
So it's set up as a 501(c). We got all the legal documentation done, and we need to thank Chris Butson for doing that. He donated his time and energy. And so everything's set up as nonprofit, so your donations obviously are deductible. And so this is sitting outside the school, and it's meant to fund or participate in supporting any and all extracurricular activities for the students. So sports, band, you name it, clubs, where there's an opportunity or they're short on funding for a project, that's what this foundation is meant to support.
And one of the biggest questions we've had is, you know, how this pertains to the Booster Club. And I think we kind of have a similar mission to what they do, where we're there to provide funds for these different activities and extracurriculars and things like that. But we've tried to make it clear that we're not stepping on any toes. We're not, you know, taking over anything that they do. Our main or our only fundraiser is this gala. So we're not doing any concessions. We're not doing any tailgates, things like that. So I think we kind of will be working alongside of them in a way where, you know, we have the same focus of raising money to give back to the students at JCC.
That's right. Supporting the kids and all the extracurricular activities at the school. We are just kind of a gap funding source, so to speak, for those activities that the school and the Booster Club can't fund.
So a private separate effort there. How could somebody potentially get involved with the event itself, the gala itself?
Well, we'd love for you to come and buy a ticket, obviously. You can also donate something to our silent auction or our live auction, or just give a donation if you'd like to.
Yeah, the neat thing about this, you can participate in any form or manner, including private donations, because a lot of people wonder, okay, how can I give back and know that my money will be properly used within the school? So with this effort, what we're doing with the foundation is once the money is raised with a one-time event, there's no other events throughout the year, then we'll ask for the clubs to submit grants or prepare a form, you know, asking for a grant from the foundation, and then we'll evaluate those and try to use up all the money.
And the only the seven board members are the only ones who determine where the money goes. So they'll bring a request to us, and then we'll vote on where the money goes. And so that's kind of neat that, you know, that us as a group gets to kind of allocate where this money goes, and we have that final decision.
What is the full rundown of everybody that is on the board?
So obviously Brad here, myself, and Dan, and then we have Christy Christy Anderson, Ron Anderson, Chris Butson, and Trisha Voss.
So some of those names had already been mentioned, so just wanted to get them all in there for sure. If someone wants to get involved, maybe even beyond the event, what is a good way to do that?
You can reach out to one of us if you want to help set up for the event and just get in contact with us, I guess.
And what is a good place to keep tabs on things?
Yeah, so we do have a Facebook page, Husky Foundation. Facebook page is where Christy has set that up, and she's sharing all of the information about the event, things that'll be going on throughout the event, where you can get tickets from. You can get tickets from any board member. You can get tickets at the high school office as well. But she'll share all the information for the foundation on our Facebook page.
And as we get closer, she's going to post pictures of some of the things in the auction, the live auction, the silent auction, just to try to kind of drum up a little interest there too and get people excited.
Anything else that anyone wants to share about the Husky Foundation or the gala itself?
I think Brent has a great vision with the foundation. Basically, what Brent wants to do is make JCC a destination school where parents will come, bring their kids here, and they know that JCC stands out with all the different activities that they do relative to other schools in the area.
And for me, I got asked to join this committee after I think the first six had been on. And as soon as I heard who was on it, I got excited because, you know, it's a really good group of board members, you know, different, you know, Brad's kids have graduated and Chris and Ron, their kids have graduated. You know, Trisha's got one senior here. We've got a few who have younger kids. And so we all kind of have come together with the same goal, you know, different backgrounds, different, you know, ages of kids, different jobs, things like that. But the ultimate goal is just to do best for these kids at JCC. And so it's kind of fun. We have a meeting today, and, you know, I get excited about these meetings just because everyone's excited about this and everyone wants to, you know, do what's best for everyone. And I think that's just a lot of fun.
Thank you all for what you've shared about the Husky Foundation, the gala itself. And one more time, let's go through some of the most important details about that.
Saturday, November 15th, tickets are available from any board member or at the high school. The event is going to start at 5:30 with our silent auction, social hour, and then we'll have our meal, live auction, and our dueling pianos, and it'll be at the Fent Lodge.
Thank you all once again to Brad Frecking, Molly Friends, and to Dan Condon for coming in and telling us about the Husky Foundation and the gala that's coming up on that November 15th date at the Fent Lodge. Make sure you check out their Facebook page as well to keep tabs as that approaches and beyond. Thank you out there for listening.